And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. South Korea's imports in October grew 12% from a year ago, the slowest annual growth since September of 2007, when imports fell 1.6%. The data comes ahead of a scheduled interest rate setting meeting on Friday by the Bank of Korea. The central bank last week cut its policy rate by a record 75 basis points in an emergency meeting to fight the economic slowdown. Verisun Energy, one of the nation's largest ethanol producers, is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The South Dakota-based company says it expects to continue normal operations and pay its workers regular salaries while it reorganizes. Verisun made bad bets on the corn market over the summer as grain prices reached record highs, resulting in a significant loss for the company. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now trading at 9,369. It's up 44 points. The NASDAQ at 1733 is up almost 13. The S&P 500 at 971 is up almost 3 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. December wheat opened at 5:83, up 10 on the open at the Board of Trade. December wheat opened at 5:47, up 10 and 3 quarters on the open. March, 5:66, up 9 and a quarter. May, 5:81, up 10 and a half. July, 5:94, up 10. December of 2009, 6:34, up 10 on the open. December corn opened at 3.98, down 3.5 on the open. March, 4.18, down 1.25. May, 4.27.5, down 3.25. July, 4.39, down 2.75. September, 4.50.25, unchanged. December, 4.60, down 0.5 on the open. Take it out to December of 2010, 4.60, down 0.5 on the open. November beans open at 9.26, up 3 quarters on the open. January, 9.34, up 10. March, 9.45, down a quarter. May, 9.34, up 1, not 10. March, 9.45, down a quarter. May, 9.55, down 1 and 3 quarters. November, 9.65, down 2 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 275.50, up 2.50 on the open. January, 277, up 270. December soybean oil, 34.40, up 80 on the open. January, 35.05, up 97. CME Livestock, December live cattle open at 93.20, up 50 on the open. November feeders, 98.90, up 27.5. December lean hogs, 55.20, up 40. And February bellies, 84.80, up 2.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel. He is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, you follow cycles from time to time. And are we in a cycle low, the potential for some rallying in the corn over the next few weeks?
Well, the time counts we follow are the 8 to 10 week cycles. You can find a time count that fits whatever you want, it seems like, but those that seem to be the most reliable for us. And we're moving out of that time window into week 11 here, and so it is our opinion that the corn and bean markets have recorded those cycle lows, are in position now to try to prove themselves to the upside, Dave.
Do you want to go so far as to say harvest lows are in?
Well, it's kind of tough. I'd say you have to say that here for the moment, but if we don't hold the harvest lows, we could be looking for some winter lows here in a couple weeks. So, yes, the harvest lows are in. If we go lower, we'll name it something else.
All right. Got a question from an email listener over the weekend. He wants to know about your feelings about does the change in the freight rates, the much lower, cheaper freight rates, offset the rally that we're seeing in the U.S. dollar, and if so, to what degree?
I don't know what to what degree, dollar-wise, to put a specific number on it. I don't know that, but yeah, there is some give and take in through there. We're seeing freight rates that dropped another 18% last week. We're basically about 90-95% off the highs that we saw here about 5 months ago, and the dollar hasn't rallied that much to offset that huge drop. The main concern on the freight rates is that we're seeing global trade slow, and that's not good. So we actually need to see freight rates go back up to show that there is some demand or some movement taking place. And the other part of that equation, too, is the availability of credit in order to secure the guarantee or the comfort to go ahead and ship products, too. So there's more to it. But the bottom line is we actually need to see freight rates start to come back up to keep the investor confidence alive that world demand is starting to return.
Why has soybean demand been much more stout than corn demand over the last month?
The Asian business, if you go back in history, we saw quite a bit of Asian business ahead of the Olympics, and then after the Olympics, Asia backed out of the market, and now they've been back in the market here for the last few weeks. So I think they've been taking advantage of lower freight rates, and they've been in there getting some needs booked. Also, too, you got to remember, if you're a buyer of grain, when are you going to buy? Are you going to buy during the fall harvest pressure, or are you going to buy during the 4th of July when beans are $16?
But beans have been going at a much brisker pace than corn, and yet corn prices are relatively cheap.
Well, compared to what? We feel corn demand is going to start picking up. If you follow the news over the weekend, we saw where China is going to secure another 5 million metric tons of corn for its domestic from its domestic market to put in state reserves. So they're wanting to have some more reserves around. And this signals that if China is going to, keep some corn around the reserves, that could possibly free up some more business for the U.S. here because we do have readily supplies available for the world market here.
So by the end of the week, do you anticipate that corn and beans will make an assault on the gaps left in the daily charts?
We feel the momentum's up. We've got some real crucial reports as we go through the week, with Friday being the biggest day in modern-day history from the economic point of view as far as unemployment goes. We'll have to get through that report here at the end of the week, and that's going to determine whether or not we're going to take a serious run towards those gaps.
Does that report push traders at the board away from taking a hard look at what they're going to see on Monday's reports?
Well, it depends what those numbers are. If the number is out of line in a surprise, the outside markets are going to dictate which way we go for a while. But for the most part, we'll have private estimates. We've got FC Stone here. We got Informa. They'll sort of set their numbers out there for the market to chew on for a few days. But as far as any huge, surprise from the USDA, we'll have to wait and see. They've already shell-shocked the trade here by coming out here last week with a revision in between the two reports.
Don't look for them to change the acreage again, do you?
Possible. It's possible. They're bound. They can determine anything. And that's why a producer or a landowner or a cash grain person needs to have some type of covered position on the books, because we do not know what is going to come out of these economic reports. We do not know what's going to come out from the USDA. So we've been encouraging, producers to have some type of marketing plan and covered position to sort of hedge your risk. Let somebody else worry about it. We need to have some type of position on to take advantage of a move up or down.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. The current tick in Chicago, December wheat at 559, up 22 and 3 quarters. December corn, 407 and a half, up 6. November beans at 939, up 13 and 3 quarters. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.